please stand.
Pledge allegiance to the Bible.
God's holy word.
A lamp to my feet, a light to my path.
With its words as light in my heart,
that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior's kingdom and saints. One Savior, crucified, risen and come to the end, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Blessed to be back in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
All right, prayer list. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buck, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Swans, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Matthews and family, Frank and Luana, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Haley Mills, Suzanne, Louis Vito, of course, this member of the family just left, Stephen Tolbert. Yeah, okay, so it's a member of that. And his daddy, which is at Baptist. So also remember Mark Thomas, that's Karina's husband. Rosa there for the death of Karina. The funeral will be this Friday. Receiving at 3 o'clock. Funeral at 4. Be here at Valley View Baptist Church and just pray for that family. And Lord will just bless them and help them. I know they need. You know, it's hard to lose someone. It's hard for a parent or for a child to lose a parent. But I'm going to be honest with you, it's probably harder for a parent to lose a child. Because, you know, we all got this thing that our children are going to outlive us, but they don't always work that way. So let's just pray for Mark and Rosa and Dorothy and Wendy and all of them, that God will just be there for them. All right?
Amen.
I want to thank the church for allowing us to be able to help that family that just left, and also to help and give a dinner for Karina's family. So I got all that ordered up, and she'll be able to pick that up and have it here. All right. Does anybody got any prayer requests?
Remember me when you pray. Remember my lost loved ones. Remember that special object I spoke about this morning.
Amen.
Just gently pray now. I know we're in the end times and the Lord's coming back soon. Just help me pray for my lost loved ones. I don't want to leave them here. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for saving me. And I thank you for his blessing.
weeks are set with our record.
Yeah, 6 months, 8 months.
Oh, heavenly gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for this time that you give us to be able to come together. Lord, as a church family, Lord, to just worship and praise and honor you. Lord, we just pray, God, that you'll just bless this morning each and every one of us that are here. God, we pray for those family members, Lord, that can't be here. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless them. And Lord, we pray, God, for each one of these folks that's on our prayer list, we pray, God, that you just help them in whatever need has brought them to that list. God, we just pray, Lord, that you just be with them and help them. God, that you'll supply that need, and Lord, most of all, if there's someone on that list that's lost and undone without you, God, we pray that you save them. Lord, we pray for this family that just left. Lord, we just pray, God, that their need is legitimate. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless them, keep them safe on the road as they go to Baptist. Lord, we pray for that loved one that's there in the hospital down there. We just pray, God, that you just bless and touch that person, Lord, you know what their needs are, you know who they are. Lord, we just pray, God, if they need salvation, Lord, that you give it. If they need healing, Lord, that you give that, if that's your will. God, we just pray, Lord, that kindness that was showed this morning, mine, but just a seed that was planted to bring those folks that they may come to this church and learn about you. And God, we pray, Lord, that you just be with them. And God, we pray this morning, Lord, that you'll bless this church. God, you have this done so much for us in the last little while, Lord, you just blessed us today. You've helped us in times of need, and Lord, you've helped us in times of with generosity of others, and Lord, we just thank you so much for that. And God, we pray, Lord, that you just be with us and lead us and guide us, and Lord, that we can be a light to this community, this world. God, that each and every one of us, Lord, would take something back out into the world this week. Lord, it might be a blessing and help to someone else. And Lord, we pray, God, that you'd ever be with us and lead us and guide us. Lord, we pray for Valley View Baptist Church, Lord, that you just use it for your glory, your honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm thinking like there's somebody else in here that's close. When is your day?
It's next Saturday.
It's next Saturday. Okay. We're going to get you today by Long Christy.
When's yours, Christy?
Tomorrow.
Oh, cool. There's a lot of February birthdays.
Mine's in July, so we don't have the same happy birthday to be right yet.
Yeah, mine pushes back about 4 days apart.
All right, I just got a text from Rosa. She's not feeling good, so she's asked the church to pray for her. All right. Okie dokie. All right. Are
you ready? What was that?
277. I will say that in a minute. We'll wait and do that live on Facebook. How's that? We'll get it up front.
Eddie say no.
No, I'm not that thrilled about this one. It's a big one.
Well, is mine. All to thee I now resign. I have been redeemed. Precious in thee, Savior to me. Sunday morning we shall see Jesus in the air. Come after you and me, joys ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the skies. Oh,
stay and rest in your pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak.
Amen. Amen. There's a lot of good words in here. If we pay attention to them. A lot of times when we come to church, we don't think that he is here with us, but he is. Amen.
I'll be there in just a minute.
Okay.
Can I go down and make it get my way? Yeah, he called.
That's unusual.
It is. I'm okay today. I'm usually the one cold.
You didn't mean I'm having to live on my local. second book of 1 John this morning. First John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth not us, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it do not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Preacher, have you prayed for us?
We just thank you for the word, Lord. We thank you for this, Lord. Lord, promise that we're going to be like you one day, Lord. Never be tempted, never sin again, Lord. Let us thank you and praise you. Right. Lord, this day, Lord, we pray to be soon. And just pray to help the preacher and fill him and use him for your glory, Lord, that you just honor us with your presence and reveal your word to us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, we see that we are children of God. And the title of thought of the message this morning is, What I Identify As. We're living in a world where a lot of people are mixed up. They don't know what they are. You got kids that think they're cats and dogs. You got adults that think they're, when they're a woman, they think they're a man, and they're a man, they think they're a woman. The world's so messed up that you don't know what it is. Well, I'm gonna stand up here and just tell you plain honestly, folks. In John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, right there is what I identify as. I identify as a child of God.
Amen.
That's what I am. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't want to change it. There's nothing else I'd rather be is to be identified but as a child of God.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you, when I was little, and I wish Teresa was here, because me and Teresa, you know, we were closer than me and Steve. As kids, we pretended. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, a child that pretends, it's got a good imagination. That is a good thing. I think it helps build character. I think, you know, when a child has got an imagination and they know how to use that imagination in the right way, it's good for them. I'm going to be honest with you, and there's times when me and Teresa would get down on the floor on a rainy day, and we would pretend we were cats and dogs. Yeah. We would pretend that, you know, she had this big elaborate kitchen set that Mom had bought her for Christmas. Had a table. You know, we pretend like we was husband and wife, and we, you know, the typical things that kids done. And I know I'm looking at a crowd this morning here at Valley View Baptist Church. We're all in the same kind of age range to where we all did that.
Yep.
You know, we'd get out there in the yard with my toy trucks and cars, and we'd push them around, we'd take Daddy's hoe and make us some roads in the dirt.
Yeah.
And we'd drive along, and that'd be a used car lot. When you got used to you, when you got tired of playing with one truck, you'd go get another one. And you had the will and imagination that builds on things that is in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, I played Teresa's dolls as much as she did. She played my trucks. It didn't make me a sissy, and it didn't make her a tomboy. That was a child's imagination playing. I have been Indians.
Yeah.
I have been cowboys.
Yeah.
I have been bank robbers, and I've been policemen.
Yeah.
I'm being the Lone Ranger, and she's been Tonto.
Yeah.
It's playing. But I want to tell you something. At the end of the night, the end of the day, when it's time for bed, we weren't crawling on the floor playing cats and dogs.
Yeah.
The bows and arrows was put, with the little arrows with the stoppers on them, were put up in the toy box.
Yeah.
The cat pistols were put up in their place. The baby dolls was laid down in their cribs. And we went to bed, and we were children.
Amen.
We're nothing, we was no longer dogs, we were no longer cats.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we kneel by our bed, we sat our Now Lady Down to Sleep prayers, and we went to bed.
Yep.
As children. Mm-hmm. Mama didn't have no little, you know, blanket wrapped up in a corner for one of us to go lay down in.
Nope.
Pat us on the head and tell us, good boy, a good girl. Folks, it was life.
Yep.
As a child.
Yeah.
And we growed up. I growed up to be a man.
Amen.
To marry a woman.
Amen.
And to have children.
Little
sister growed up to be a wife.
Yep.
And to have children.
Yep.
I didn't grow up to be a dog.
Amen.
She didn't grow up to be a cat. She didn't grow up to be a cowgirl. And I didn't grow up to be an Indian.
Yep.
But we got people today. And I'm just going to play it just as plain as I know how. They're sick in the head, and they let them young and spank at their cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Let them grow up and decide whether they're a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
A man or a woman. I don't blame the kids. I blame the parents. I blame society.
Yeah.
For letting this nonsense go on to let these kids believe a lie and be damned.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grown up now and I identify as a man, a father, granddad. Most of all, I identify as a child of God.
Amen.
That's what I want to be.
Amen.
That's what I want people to see.
Yes, amen.
I want them to see a man that identifies in something that's godly. A child of God.
Amen.
And like it says here, therefore the world knoweth us not. Why? Because it knew not him. They can't understand, glory to God, they can't understand identifying as a Christian. The world looks at Christians like we're warp-minded.
Yes.
That we've been brainwashed.
Yep.
That we ain't got no more sense than to listen to something like that. That's all right. I am what I am by the graces of God.
Amen.
A child of God.
Amen.
Someone that believes and the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in what he did for me. How he died on that old rugged cross.
Amen.
He suffered for me.
Amen.
How he gave his life on Calvary. It wasn't took.
Amen.
It was given.
Amen.
Freely. And that blood that was shed, glory to God, that blood that he shed it for me.
Amen.
Taking that blood, I believe this with all my heart. This morning, church, that he took his blood, his very blood, and sprinkled it there before God on that mercy seat.
Amen.
For atonement for my sins. That's what I identify as.
Amen.
Some call it bloody religion. Then so be it.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed.
Amen.
How he took his blood and he sprinkled it there before God to cover my sins. Not for a year, but forever.
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart. Amen. And you didn't get up early enough this morning to convince me any different. That he arose on that third day. That he even made that atonement.
Amen.
That I am saved. That I don't have to worry about hell. Because
Amen.
It's not in my future. That I have been redeemed.
Amen.
And because I have been redeemed, because I do believe what Jesus did for me, because I do believe that God gave the supreme sacrifice for sin.
Amen.
That makes me, because I believe and am accepted and has been accepted
Amen.
By the Lord, I am. Glory to God, Son of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And this morning, church, that's what I identify as.
Amen.
And I will not change it.
Amen.
Folks, there ain't a thing in the world wrong with being identified with what you really are.
Amen.
If you're a woman, and you identify as a woman, there ain't a thing in the world wrong with that.
Amen.
You're not the oddball because you believe that you might be a man. What I'm saying and what I mean by that is you're a woman, you know you're a woman, and you don't identify as a man. There ain't nothing wrong with you because you don't identify as a man.
Amen.
You know, the world wants to make us look like the ones that are wrong.
Yep.
That ain't thinking straight. Yep. That we're the ones that's going down the wrong path.
Yep.
Because we believe in what we are. And we believe in who saved us. And what, you know, because we are Christians, we believe that. We know that. We identify as that.
Amen.
Then the world says we're wrong.
Yep.
And they're right. I'm going to tell you something tonight, this morning, church. I don't care what the world thinks.
Amen.
I know what I am.
Amen.
I know where I'm going.
Amen.
I know who's on my side.
Amen.
And the world can't see that. Then they're the one with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not us. Not me. You look, there ain't but just a few of us. But I'll tell you what, I've seen God many times take a few and do much with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you look, Jesus is always with the few. Oh, there was great multitudes that come and listen.
Yes.
But if you get to reading, a lot of them were trying to find excuses to blame him or make him false.
Yep.
Church, this morning, what do you identify as? Do you stand proud as a Christian, as a son of God?
Amen.
You know, a man had in Sunday school was talking about there about those ones that would be hid for Christ. I wonder this morning, in this world of everybody and your brother too is a Christian, I wonder how many would stand up in the middle of a crisis as far as, you know, somebody holding a gun on you or threatening to kill you if you confess to be a Christian. How many would die that day? How many would be willing to stand up and say, "Hey, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. I stand with Him and I will die for Him." Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Really and truly and honestly, we're getting to that point in this world. Each and every day, this world gets wickeder and wickeder and wickeder.
Yes.
They have grown so far away from God, it is unreal. You got churches that are holding services this morning. If the Lord Jesus Christ would show up right in the very congregation, they wouldn't know who He was.
Yeah.
Because they're worshiping everything in the world but Him.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to stand to the dead? You say, "Preacher, it's a hard thing," and I'm going to be honest with you. Folks, we don't know what we're going to do until we're faced with it.
Yeah.
When we're faced with it, then we'll see what we really are.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something, church. We may face that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In our lifetime. Where they line us up because we're Christians. It's like they did Paul. Lay his head down on a tree stump and chop that head off because he stood for God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, preacher, that ain't going to happen in our day. Mm-hmm. Well, they might not take an axe. Lay you down on the table and shoot your arms up, your arm, shoot something in your arm that makes your heart stop. When it comes, push comes to shove. Church, what are we going to identify as? it gets down to the hard road, what are we going to identify as? Think about that. Where do we stand? Amen.
Amen.
Anybody got anything on your heart this morning?
Okay, good to be saved.
Amen. Amen.
I thank the Lord for saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I thank the Lord for saying amen.
Amen. I'm glad you did too. Glad you saved all of us.
Amen.
Just pray. Remember the message from Wednesday night? Him being faithful. He's faithful to us.
Yes. Amen.
What happens when we need to show our faithfulness? Amen. Hold that thought. Now, about to forget. All right, we sing happy birthday to Betty and Tristan.
Say what?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God.
Some rotate.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do that plug up.
Yeah, we'll have to cut the PA off before I fix it. You let me know.
You didn't drop out your life.
What is it?
When you want to meet where
you are. Like I can. We're looking at 10
rotate.
Right.
Instead of I. Yes.
I've got a job Thursday, but you don't get off work. Somewhere along the line, I'll get the rest of that out this week in the evenings.
Okay, no worries. No worries. I'm just leaving that garage door unlocked, so you should be able to get in there and get it.
Okay, a bunch more stuff.
I started sweeping some of it